but it's we keep the same. We keep the translation to be, amen, still, or the message, glory to God. Some words are going to be changed. Amen. I'm going to give a disclosure next time. The words might be changed. Glory to God. And lost in the translation. Glory to God. Open up your Bibles this morning to the book of Luke, a sermon entitled, Why Worry? Just Worship. Luke chapter 10, we're going to start in verse 38. The Word of God says, Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Let's pray this morning. Father, we thank you. We ask you this morning to help us to understand the negative impact, God, that worry does to our lives. God, instead, let us be able to worship, honor, glorify, and magnify, exalt your name, God. For we thank you for everything that you're doing, God. As you said, Mary has chosen that good part. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Jesus here, he comes to a little town called Bethany. There he goes in, amen, and he visits with some old friends, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. The sisters were about as opposite, amen, as opposite can be. Martha is a doer. She seems that she cannot stand still. She must be related to me. Amen. Hallelujah. People come in and they tell me, Pastor, you're always moving. Valerie always says, Pastor, have you ever been diagnosed with OCD? I just tell them, no, I've never been diagnosed. I just went through 10 years of the military that said, you better pay attention, amen, to attention to detail. But they were as opposite, amen, Martha being a doer, she seemed that she could not stand still. She had company over, and, amen, she had to be doing something. Mary is completely opposite. All she wanted to do was just coast along. She's just happy to be able to see Jesus. She's not concerned about what they're going to fix for dinner or supper. Not worried about making sure everything is dusted off. All she wants to do is sit around Jesus. Can I tell you, we get so tied up, we begin to be Marthas. Let me make sure that all this is done, and Jesus is over there and he's saying, yeah, you're doing all this, but you're forsaking me. You're forgetting about me. And how many know that that's what happens too many times in life? Because, amen, that's what we've been trained. You got to be hospitable. You got to do all these things. You have to be able. You got to be welcoming. And you got to keep a tidy. Listen, it's good to do that. But at the cost of forsaking the things of God and Jesus being there. And all we're worried about is, let me make sure that this place is clean. Listen, that doesn't excuse you for you to be, amen, hallelujah, and keep a messy home. Pastor said, amen, we have to be with Jesus. No, listen to me. Don't twist those words. Amen. John, make sure that recording goes in there. So that does not allow us to, it doesn't, amen, allow us to just have a messy and live and hoard and do all these things because Pastor said, amen, we got to make time for Jesus. Listen. Here, amen, Jesus was there. Mary is, amen, just sitting there at the feet of Jesus. Martha is going off, amen. She's so worried about everything else that she forsakes the fact that Jesus is in the room. See, which one of these, amen, do you find yourself this morning? See, all of us this morning have a different, and we have, amen, type A and type B personality. Type A will say it's Martha. Type B will say it's Mary. We're either going to be Martha's, amen, or we're going to be Mary's this morning. Some this morning, amen, have to be doing something all the time. Somebody shows up, amen, and you begin to get into a panic mode. Ooh. You panic. You get into a frenzy. See, some, you can just coast along. But see, you're coasting along for the wrong reason. It's not coasting along because Jesus is there in the midst. You wonder what all the commotion is all about. You just take a deep breath. You relax. And nothing really bothers you. You ask yourself, what's the big deal? Jesus talks to Martha and he tells her, why are you working yourself? Why are you doing that? Why are you getting all worked up, Martha? Don't be worried. Don't get upset. Just spend some time with me. Listen, can I tell you? It's more important to spend time with Jesus above all things. But that doesn't excuse you. So let me throw that back in there again for you to have a messy, and do nothing around the house. In verse 41, Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about so many things. See, we have to be able, amen, to understand Jesus did not say, never do anything. He just said, amen, when are you going to spend time with me if you're always busy? If you're always doing something? If you're always, amen, Jesus is there and you're over here all worked up, amen, then Jesus is still there. He thinks you're going to give him a hug and then you just, we're just going all over the place. We're just skipping the time that we should be able to spend with Jesus. See, we have to make some time in all the hustle and bustles of life. Can I tell you? Life never stops, but you better stop and give time for Jesus. Life never stops. Can I tell you? Amen. I've only seen time stop one time in the Bible. That's it. It never stops. Well, Pastor, if I only had a little more. No, if we just worked and managed our time, we can have more time for Jesus. We know that there's only 24 hours. Pastor, if there was 30 hours, can I tell you, if there was 30 hours in a day, you would be busy all those hours. So no matter if there was extra time, you would use that time to spend it on other things. You want me to tell you why? We need more time always because we mismanage the time we have now. So I'm just hiding so you don't throw a rock at me. I don't need to hide that much because I'm a small guy. And this pulpit is just perfect for me. See, he was not rebuking. But he's telling Martha, Martha, Mary is prioritizing and you're all worked up. She has chosen the good thing. See, in John 11, we see these, this family again. We see that Lazarus he's the brother of Martha and Mary. He has died, and Jesus finds out. You can read that in John 11, 17 through 32, and we're not going to read that, but you can read it on your own if you want. He and his disciples go into Bethany, to be with Mary and Martha. Jesus here, he's talking to both of the sisters. Martha is the first one to come and see Jesus, and Mary gets there just a little bit afterwards. We see that they are both mourning. They are hurting. It's painful. Lazarus would have been the caretaker. Now they're almost going to be in a state of being widows. They both are hurting. They both are mourning. But both of them make this same statement. Lord, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. See, they are both speaking with faith, folks. It's not like if they don't believe that Jesus can do all things. They're speaking in faith. Both of them believe that if somehow Jesus was there, he could have stopped Lazarus from dying. But listen to the statement that Martha makes. Amen. It will be able to be different. Amen. In some sense, they both spoke the same things. But Martha, listen to what she said. Martha makes this statement. She says, Jesus, you can do all things. See, her faith goes beyond if you had been here. Amen. Her faith goes beyond. She says, I know, listen, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But she takes it up a notch. And she says, Jesus, you can do all things. See, she says, that Jesus is the Son of God. And as God can do anything, Jesus can do anything. We see that Martha has, she expresses her faith differently. That's not to say that Mary didn't have faith, but they are different. Can I tell you, every single one of us express our faith and our faith in different ways. You can talk to one person, you can talk to another person, and we're going to tell you we love Jesus, but they're going to tell you they love Jesus in a totally different way. See, worry. This morning, they were there. We're talking about the same two people. Worry this morning, the definition of worry is a decided mind focused on one thing, and that is fear. The Greek word, amen, is merimnao, which means to be pulled apart or divided. Can I tell you what worry does? Worry splits your focus between God and your problem. Amen? Worry doesn't allow you. Worry just comes in, and all it's doing is focusing upon one thing, and that one thing only, amen, the problem. It's not allowing, amen, you to now focus yourself upon Jesus. Can I tell you, every single one of us have been in that shoe. I'm not going to say, somebody's going to throw the line and, yep, it's only you. Because every single one of us have been. And all we do is we focus on the problem and we forget about focusing on God. Amen? See, worship this morning, the definition is a mind anchored in God's trust and control. Worship replaces panic with praise. When we are there, amen, and we begin, listen, when we begin to worship Jesus, it's you and I, amen, knowing that we are anchored, that we are stable, that we are placed upon God, amen, that we are placed upon our Lord and Savior, amen, that we are placed because the Holy Spirit, amen, is doing things. For the Bible says that there are three that bear witness as one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So we're there, amen, and we're anchored, amen. We're worship. Listen, when we worship, it's seeing and telling God, God, I'm so grateful for what you've done in my life. God, I am so thankful. When we're there, amen, listen, it's not just pastor says, let's give God praise. Let's worship Jesus. Okay, everybody's done, so I'm done. But it's you being so appreciative, being so thankful that I'm not in fear, in panic, in trouble, in distress, in grief. And that's why, listen, can I tell you? I know I faced some situations in my life that if I ever sat there and told you, you'd be like, wow, pastor, how did you get through that? You know how I got through it? Because I replaced, amen, worry, panic, fear with me giving God all the praise and glory. Because when I did that, the problem didn't change. The problem was still there, but now my focus was not on what the situation was. It was focused on Jesus. See, what worry is this morning? Firstly, worry is a thief. What it does is it robs you and I of peace, joy, and the ability to be able to focus. Can I tell you, when my mind was there and all I was focusing was upon the problem, amen, all I can do is twist and turn all night. I would wake up in the morning and it felt like I didn't sleep a minute and a second. Because it was robbing me, it was taking me, it was stealing from me, it wasn't allowing me to be able to focus on anything else but the problem itself. See, that's what we see in Martha. I got to get ready. I got to do this. I got to do that. She's distracted. She's frustrated. She's distracted by all the preparations, consumed by the task, and frustrated that she was doing it all alone. See, every one of us this morning, we worry about bills. Amen? We worry about deadlines. We worry about health. We worry about family. We worry about future. And can I tell you, we can continue the list until we sit here, and we can be here till tonight's service just on the list of things that we worry about. But worry can take over our hearts if we're not careful. It can distract us from, the thing that truly matters. And the words of Jesus to Martha, he says these things: you are worried and upset about many things. Pastor, I'm not worried about anything. Can I tell you? The Bible says we lie. Because you do worry. We do. But let's look at worry versus worship. See, worry focuses our pulls our focus inward towards the problem, towards our fears, towards our inadequacies or the lack thereof, the things that we lack. But worship lifts our focus upward towards God, amen, and God's power, provision, peace, and joy. The two cannot coexist. Listen, whenever I see a bumper sticker that has all the religions of the world and it says coexist, I shake my head and I say, we cannot coexist. Because what they want to do is, let's just all get along, pull into a pot, and let's just all get together. It doesn't matter what we believe. It doesn't matter what you say. Amen. We can just coexist. Can I tell you, amen, I don't want to be like everybody else because I want to be like Christ. I don't want to be, amen. Why can't we just all coexist, amen, hold hands, amen, make a bonfire, amen, cook s'mores, and do all these things and just sing kumbaya. Because what the world wants you to do is to get away from Christ and go towards them. But they don't want you to pull them towards Christ. So when they say coexist, they just want you to coexist in what they believe in, not in what you believe in. See, that's the way, amen, worship and worry, they cannot coexist. Amen. When worry, amen, the two cannot coexist, one, amen, with the other. When we worry, it's nearly impossible to worship. But when we worship, worry is pushed off to the side. Mary chose to sit at the feet of Jesus. She wasn't, lazy. She wasn't neglecting. But she was prioritizing what was the most important at the time. She said, my soul needs this. Can I tell you? We just need to take some time, amen. When I talked to a lady yesterday. She says, I get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and I get off work at 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, we got service Wednesday. She says, I work 7 days. See, worship is not about just singing a song on Sunday. Well, let me worship Jesus. And all we do is just worship for 5 minutes and then we're done. Let me put worship back in the pocket, Pastor, and we'll just bring them out tonight for tonight's service. It's a lifestyle. It's placing God, amen, listen, not off to the side, but making him the center focus of your life. It's making Jesus at the center of not just a few things, but of all things. See, worship reminds you and I of who God is. And it realigns, amen, listen, sometimes, amen, you need to be able to, amen, get your tires because of all the potholes that are here in Colorado Springs, amen, and everything that you hit. You need to get a wheel alignment. How many know that we need to get realigned to be able to worship and be able, amen, to realign our hearts towards God? See, worship, it breaks the cycle of worry. It shifts our focus, amen, from the struggles, the pains, the fears, amen, to God's power. Listen to what Isaiah 26, verse 3. You might want to write this down. It says, you will keep, amen, in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Mm. So if our lives are, amen, are focused steadily on God, we're going to be aligned with God. But when our minds go all over, amen, you're like when you take your glasses off. If you wear glasses, everything seems like it's shifting back and forth. You're trying to focus and you're like, everything's moving. You will keep, amen, in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. See, worship calms, amen, those anxious thoughts, amen, that we continually, amen, get bombarded with. Colossians 3, 2, set your minds on the things above, not on earthly things. Worship, what it does is it restores purpose in life and helps us to see God's plan fully and fulfilled. See, worship this morning is not just doing, it's not just worshiping during good times. Because how many know that we can worship? Oh, yeah, baby, I just got paid. Yeah, praise the Lord. But now, your pockets seem like mine all the time. You're like, I ain't got time to praise. See, it's not just praising, worshiping during good times. It's declaring, listen, making a declaration that in the midst of difficult or painful times, I can still lift my hands towards God and heaven. Well, Pastor, it's kind of difficult when I'm going through a hard time. Listen, can I tell you? If we just begin to do it, we will not be so focused upon the pits that we are on, but God will begin to lift us up from the pits that we find ourselves into higher grounds. When we choose to worship this morning, I'm coming to a close. What we are saying is, God, you are bigger than my problems, than my worries. Let me ask you this morning, who's mightier in your life? Because the way you live your life, listen to me, you can come in and say, Pastor, I'm lifting up, but you live your life in worry. Who's bigger in our lives? Worship or worry. When we replace the worries with worshiping and lifting up the name of Jesus, can I tell you, our lives will change. Our lives will totally be, listen, you will come in, and now, amen, where you just come in, you will come in and people will be great to see. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, how are, and you're like, whoa, what happened to you? Because we changed. Because we changed. And all you did was replace worry with worship. That's it. See, worship builds faith, and it reminds us of past provisions. And it reminds us of the future promises that God has for our lives. See, this morning, you can choose to continue to worry, or you can choose to worship God. One will trap you. One will entrap you. The other one will set you free. I move this because I tell you I'm done. Mary chose the good thing. Mary. The Bible says Mary chose the good thing. See, we know we can read about Mary, but what about you? What are you going to choose? Are you gonna choose to worship, or are you gonna choose to worry? One will slowly drain your life. The other one will fill your life to overflowing joy. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Amen. You're here this morning. You're not saved. You're here this morning. You're not right with God. You want to give your life to Jesus this morning. Just simply do one thing. Just lift up your hand. Lift it up. Lift it up. You're backslidden. You're not right with God. You're away from the things of God right now. You want to give your heart to Jesus. Hallelujah. Worship. Worship changes your life. It transforms everything about you. Worry drains your life. And slowly but surely takes your life. See, worry doesn't kill you instantly, but it'll eventually kill you. Where worship, see, worship is a choice. Worry just comes natural. But can I tell you this morning? You are going to have to make the decision to say, God, I choose the good thing. I choose to get filled and not drained. I choose. See, that's your choice. I cannot make you worship, but I can tell you when you begin to worship, it'll change your life forever. I can tell when you're worried because your face tells everything. Because your facial expressions just are telling me, Pastor, you're lucky I'm here. And just let me leave and leave in peace without saying anything or doing anything. Can I tell you, if you choose to worship this morning, it'll change your life where your focus would not be upon. Can I tell you, we worry about things many of times that we have no control over. But because we are worry bugs, we worry about worrying. I'm going to let God this morning do his work. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God this morning. Let God take over your worries and fill your life with worship. Let him fill your life.
This is the air I breathe.
Let him fill your life.
This is the
fill
air
your
breathe.
House. Fill you are the temple. Fill your house with worship. Fill your home with worship. Fill your life with worship.
This is my daily bread. Your very
it has to change. Something in our lives have to change, folks. Or we're little by little, drop by drop. It's like that leak that's just drip, 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 drip.
I'm desperate for you.
Worship fills and overflows. Can I tell you?
I'm lost without
the problems
you.
Don't leave. But now your focus is not completely on the problem. Now we're worshiping. And can I tell you, God now gives you the abilities to think. And because now you begin to think, now God begins to move. Amen. God begins to move. And now where you didn't have an answer before, because all you were focused upon was worrying, God now gives you the answer and you're like, whoa. Because your focus changed.
Porque ahora te enfocaste en algo diferente. Los problemas no se fueron. Pero era el foco de nuestra vida. Estamos enfocados en algo diferente. Y algo en tu vida va a cambiar. Porque nuestra mentalidad. Y mientras tú no puedes encontrar la resolución, ahora Dios te la va a dar. Porque ahora estamos enfocados en algo más.
God's going to work. God's going to work. But are you going to continue to die in worry or live our lives? See, Martha, you are worried about everything, God, Jesus said.
How many know that was a big rebuke? That was a nice rebuke by Jesus. But Mary has chosen the good thing. The good thing.
Can I tell you? Let's change our lives, our perspectives, and say, God, let me choose the good thing this morning. Let me choose the good thing. Jesus is in the house. And all we're worried about what we don't have, what we wish we had, what we are lacking, and that's replacing everything. See,
You're in the house of God right now, and your focus is upon everything else. And Jesus is like, you're worried about everything, and you're forsaking the fact that I'm here with you. Amen? It's just a shift, folks. Shift. And it'll change your life. From worry to worship. Mark closes in prayer this morning.